Future Press TV News in brief. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says all anti-Iran sanctions will be lifted on the day Tehran and the P5 begin to implement a final nuclear agreement. He also says Tehran will abide by its commitments as long as the P5 remains committed to its promises. Ansarullah fighters are continuing their advance in the Yemeni port city of Aden. They're trying to seize control of the Tawahi and Mualla districts. This comes as Saudi-led warplanes have airdropped weapons and supplies for militants, including al-Qaeda insurgents who are battling the Ansarullah fighters in Aden. Now, Bahrainis have rallied across the Persian Gulf Kingdom to protest the arrest of opposition activists by security forces. The protesters also called for the release of senior opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. Bahrain has been witnessing almost daily protests against the Al-Khalifa regime since the beginning of a popular uprising in 2011. Ukrainian lawmakers have called on the country's prime minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, to step down over corruption charges. Officials say Yatsenyuk will be removed from his post next week through voting after a temporary investigative anti-corruption commission is established. And Egyptian troops have killed nearly 100 militants in an operation in the Sinai Peninsula over the past 24 hours. The army's been carrying out air and ground attacks on the militants since Thursday morning. The Sinai Peninsula has been the scene of violence since the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi in July of 2013. Now, new documents leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden reveals that Britain spied on Argentina to monitor its efforts to win sovereignty over the disputed Malvinas Islands, also known as the Falklands. Now, Argentine media says the British intelligence agency carried out covert operations against a Latin American country between 2000.